Hello, I'm Andy Dalrymple, and welcome to this week's Isle of Man Newspapers podcast, almost live from Nigel. This week, Guernsey Flights, The Cozy Nook, and Bolland Bane. To try and give you a taste of this and some of the news that's been hitting the headlines in our print titles, and of course online at iamtoday.co.im, I'm joined by newshound Sam Turton.
Hello.
And Distribution's very own Katie Kitchener.
Hello.
Only three of us this week. It's a bit odd. I feel like, you know, even though we're in a very small room, it's nice to have a bit more elbow space, as it were. We haven't got producer Emma. She's, of course, still on honeymoon.
Yes.
I did inverted commas there and then realised I'm doing a podcast and no one would have seen that. But yes, she got married on Saturday. It was very exciting, wasn't it, Katie?
It was an excellent day.
Yeah, we discussed it in the podcast last week. She was getting married at St. George's, famously home of Handel's organ.
His organ.
You don't know how many people I've told that fact to in the last week. It's going down a storm. But yes, you had the wedding there, and it was beamed live across the road to Bar George, where we all gathered. And we had a few drinks and watched Preston Cardiff while that was going on as well, wasn't it?
It must have been strange for the other people just drinking in Bar George, like to see all of us super dressed up and like we're gathered to watch the royal wedding. Like, I missed the royal wedding, so this is like the nearest thing I could imagine.
The Mancock's wedding. But yes, it was very well done, but I think it was the guys at ELS. Looked very slick, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it really fell apart because Preston just couldn't get their defence together. But, you know, they're still in the chancery and they're driving around a deep dell. They did their best, but the wedding was pretty good as well.
I think we should make an apology now, Sam, because we got the fixture wrong last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Which one did we say?
You said it was Preston and Fulham. I think Fulham played Leeds, and it was actually Preston Cardiff.
Yeah, Cardiff won 3-1 away at Deepdale. Yeah.
So we apologise to all the ardent Preston and Cardiff fans that listen to our podcast. But yes, so Emma's still on her honeymoon, as it were, and Jess isn't off on holiday this week, so there's only us three. We've still got lots to talk about.
It's the magic number, so it's fine.
Yeah, three is the magic number, Sam. You're very true indeed. And that was up. What was there on an advert recently? It was always three for three, wasn't it? The mobile phone, telephone.
Did you see they took over sponsoring Chelsea this week and they said maybe three will be the magic number, and then they got beat 3-2 by West Ham.
Very clever. Good 3 points out for West Ham. But we won't talk about football too much. We've got Friday, obviously the night before the Mancock wedding. There was a big deal up at Government House, wasn't there, Sam? Our state of emergency was lifted by the Lieutenant Governor. What does that mean to the layperson, really?
Basically, so it means that a lot of the laws that have come in over the past few months, you know, like staying at home, which have been eased, and a variety of things basically designed to suppress the spread of COVID have now been relaxed entirely. There's still a few things, like the border's still there. There's still mirror payments are still there, so people are still being supported through the financial side of this, because of course, even, you know, fair enough, we've dealt with it on Ireland, as it were, sort of thing. But the actual finances of this is still quite concerning, because we are effectively in a recession. Mm-hmm. But it'll be interesting how the island recovers to that. So that's gone. I think the only things that are left then are the border, the support, and there's a thing this week as well about support for tenants. So the beer from Scotland has become very popular recently. It basically means you can't be thrown out your flat and all that if you're a bit behind on your rent. Right. There's a government support package in place for you.
That was on Friday night. I think over the weekend this has been kicked about for a while now, isn't it? Our first new story of the week. And it's about this air bridge, when I think of the word air bridge, I think of some sort of novelty. Kids thing you'd have at Nobles Park on a fun day, you know, like where you bounce over the bridge, you know, a bit like a bouncy castle or something you maybe see on Get Your Own Back or something like that, you know, the Fun House or
fun
something.
House,
like. Yeah. But it's actually a link between Isle of Man and Guernsey. Now, it's been talked about for the last few weeks. It's been mentioned in quite a lot of press conferences between Harrod and his equivalent in the Guernsey. But now we actually have more details about it, isn't it? The flights went on sale on Wednesday, Sam, is that right?
Yeah,
and they were. Can you pronounce this? The Guernsey's national airline.
Oranai, isn't it?
Chacaron. Yeah. But yes, they are going to start flights.
Broken
I think
record in flights. I think they're called, because they do have to. That's the only way to pronounce it.
But July 22nd, I think the first flight.
Yeah, they're going to take to the skies with their yellow planes. Those wonderful men in their flying machines. It's going to be great.
So that means, so the first flight's coming from here, Guernsey, on that day, and there's return flight, so that's a Wednesday, and then there's more flights on Sunday, and it's going to take, they're going to continue every Wednesday and Sunday till the end of August?
Yeah, well, actually, they've said today, so, you know, breaking news on a podcast of all things, that they've said that there's been that much of demand, they've actually swapped out the ATR plane they were going to use and put one of their jets on it, which has like an extra 50 seats.
Wow.
Such has been the demand. I don't know if that's people fleeing here, people fleeing Guernsey. We are not open for refugees, I'm afraid. They can't stay. We've only got so much Davidson's ice cream to go around. but, you know, so, yeah, the people, and also M&H have opened up just in time.
Yeah.
So the good people of Guernsey can come here and spend all their money.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can have, they can go see our castles.
But is our trains and stuff open yet?
Ooh, don't go there. No, but the Growler ones are.
So they do open this weekend?
Yeah, they're doing Sundays and Wednesdays. And the lads...
Conveniently. That's the
fact. I hadn't even thought of that. Yeah, that's true, yeah. Maybe Alex Brindley and all the lads there at Growler Glen Railways are a little bit more clued into this than we think.
Yeah.
What do they know?
What would Ian Longworth call it? It's called something like an integrated network.
Oof. Very nice. I mean, yeah. And also, thanks to the prom works, the only way along the prom is directly towards Growler.
All roads lead to Growler.
Exactly.
Mm. So, yeah, so that's the first flights are on sale now. I think they were starting at £40 each way. I presume they'll all be gone by now because there has been a lot of interest, as you said.
Yeah, they were going at £40 each way. There was a bit of a thing on Facebook, as always, because why not? Mm. Bit of good news. Let's see what we can throw at it. Which seemed to be about the prices weren't at £40, but, you know, that's like, you know, everyone always says that. You're not booking, like, you know, Sky Box Office here. It's not the same price for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's if you book early, you get it early. Mm. Otherwise, the prices go up, you know. It's the same in every industry it's ever happened.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, people will be excited. My thing is that you'll get to Guernsey, right? And imagine the scene, Katie, right? So picture the scene. You're doing your Judith Chalmers.
Yes.
Right? You're going, da-da-da-da-da, Katie Inga Long. Right, in Guernsey. Mm-hmm. You go, oh, there's a pub. I'm going to go in there, see how much the local beer is, see what the wine's like. Wonderful. You walk in, first thing you'll hear, you're right, Katie? Because you just know full well that the place can be full of Manx people.
It will.
They're all going to be going, I'll tell you something, it's cheaper than the cat with no tail, isn't it? It's not as cheap. It's cheaper than the Rovers, you know. Oh, it's not too bad down here. Mm.
Well, you led almost to my next question there, Sam, because obviously you are the Judith Chalmers of our group, Katie. Is it tempting you, maybe a long weekend in Guernsey?
I'm not going, actually, just because I don't like the days that you have to go, because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, for me, are the busiest days of the week. So I don't like taking holidays on those days, but I do have a group of friends who are going over.
Have they booked already?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, wow.
Two of them, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you know anyone else who's going, Sam?
Well, there's a campaign to get me there.
There is a campaign. Now, that was a bit of a facetious question, that, because in the background of, behind the curtains of Isle of Man newspapers, we've been working on a campaign. So I imagine this is how the space race started.
Yeah.
Because there'll be almost like, we need to get a man on the moon, because we do. And now we've had the conversation, we need to get a Sam to Guernsey, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, if you think of us like the Americans, you know, with Kennedy Space Center and all that, and Buzz Aldrin, I could be Neil Armstrong. Who's that? Who's to say?
Yeah.
History will write its own tale.
You're a very good trumpeter.
Up there at Manx Radio, you know, the USSR, if you will.
Yeah.
We can only imagine that they're, I don't know, they're going to, Tim Glover in his best Yuri Gelenov position, he'll be there with the cosmonauts trying to get to Guernsey. So the only way to do it is we need to put Manx boots on the ground. They're actually made in Germany, but, you know, I quite like the shoes. And we can plant a flag on the beach of Guernsey and say, we got here first, and it'll be a little Isle of Man newspapers flag.
Even though the Guernsey flight arrives here first.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Guernsey press are like, I don't know, the Australians. Like, the Australians could have gone to the moon first. Nobody would have known about it because we're not going to be reporting it.
Okay. Well, that's the plan at the moment. We're all going to try and get Sam to Guernsey.
I have to say, one of my friends who is going does work for the BBC over here, and she's already got her flights booked. So the BBC are going to beat you there, Sam.
No, well, not necessarily. There has been movements this week. So just watch this space. We don't want to reveal our secrets away too early, do we?
Because also, you know, as we all know, the BBC is an occupying power, paid for by the English. So
it's gone very nationalist, this podcast, isn't it?
Well, it is our national weekend.
It is, exactly. Of course, and we'll be talking a little bit about that a bit later on. So this full story is on page 3 of the Manx Independent this week. We've of course alluded to this in previous editions of all of our papers. So if you want to find out a bit more about that, look online at iomtoday.co.im and click on the digital editions tab, where you can, for just £1, you can purchase this week's Magazine Independent. And of course, if you're out and about, they're in all the shops now. Right, next news story, Sam. We've gone from the almost Mediterranean-esque surroundings in Guernsey to the Mediterranean-esque surroundings of Port Erin, and it's a local landmark. And we've covered this story a few times now because it's been kicking about with planning applications and such like. And it's the plans to sort of build a new structure on the old, on the Cozy Nook cafe on the prom. Very at the end of the prom, isn't it?
Yeah. So for generations now,
Manx people, setting another scene, Katie.
Manx people have gone to Port Erin, maybe on the train, on the bus, maybe even drove. Some of them do, Katie. And they get down to Port Erin, they have an afternoon on the beach, you know, playing with the little river that comes underneath the road and building sandcastles and going out into the sea and exploring the majesty. They're looking up to Bradderhead.
It's like I'm in Port Erin listening to this now, yeah.
Duncan, is business head of Duncan, is walking around with his dog Angel. Yeah. It'd be a magnificent time. Yeah. What a place to be. And then they got hungry, Katie. And do you know what they did? They went down to the Cozy Nook and they got some sandwiches, maybe a drink of tea, maybe a Fanta or a Tango and a Milky Moo. Do you remember Milky Moo?
Yes,
Milky
yeah.
Moos were great.
Excellent source of calcium.
This jaunt down memory lane is... We should be writing this down.
So then, you go to the Cozy Nook. You know, that'd be the place to be. But it's closed. So the building's apparently in a bit of a bad state. And they've gone, we need to do something about this. It's not good enough. There has to be something. So the solution is to build a spacecraft. They've got this blocked
naturally
thing. Mm. Have you seen it? It's like... It's not even a spacecraft. You know, if you build like a house of Lego and you have like, because Lego is naturally quite like firm and you can only have one shape, it's just three rectangles on top of each other.
I like it. I think it looks a bit like the Sound one. And everyone at the time was like, oh, the Sound's a bit nice. But you go down there and think, oh, this is lovely. I love what they've done with the view, and you can see all the panes of glass work.
Look
and it must,
the
they're keeping a lot of window cleaners in business. Let's put it that way. But I think the Cozy Nook, have you seen the artist's impressions?
I saw it after Sam went on a rant last time. There was talk of developing it.
Yeah. So I like it, but I understand your concerns because it's a very traditional Manx building at the moment.
I don't oppose the idea of replacing it, right? I just wish they put something in like they put at the Sound. Because I think the Sound actually does work, because you've got the Manx stone and it's sort of like built into the side a little bit, and it's got the big panoramic windows. It's a great thing. I just think this is a horrible design for a building.
What idea? I can...
Maybe it'll look different when you have actually see the materials they're using. And
I've seen the CGIs, then it's not nice.
Well, Sam's views has been echoed by a few other members of the public, or more importantly, Port Erin Town Commission rates players, because you know, that's who are building this, isn't it? It's the commissioners, isn't it?
Yeah. It's. I mean, again, I'm not opposed to the idea either of this whole thing of like saying, oh, we can have a cafe downstairs, and then like on maybe the upper floor, you could have like a nice restaurant for the evening. Be a fantastic place to have dinner.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Overlooking the bay. I just think you could have a curved building or something that fits a bit more naturally into that part of Port Erin, because it's the oldest part of Port Erin. It's the fishing cottages and all that, and it's sort of one of them where they've gone, we need to be modern, but I just don't think they've created the best thing they could have created. But I imagine other people, in the interest of fairness, do enjoy it.
Well, if Sam's broad strokes there haven't made you think about the picture in your head of what he's talking about, but you want to see it in its flesh, please do look at the Examiner this week. It's on page 22. There's the artist's impression, as it were. And if you've got an opinion on it, please do send it in. Opinions at iomtoday.co.im, and it'll appear on our letters page. But as we've said, it has been polarising people in Port Erin. There's a lot for, a lot against. So, or is it mostly against? Sam sort of...
Well, I mean, I know that the commissioners themselves seem a bit sort of split over it as well.
Yeah.
Because they've had, you know, commissioners meetings on that, and they've been a bit iffy about it. So, I don't know. We'll see where it goes forward. But, of course, it's got to go through my favourite group of people who are back together again. This is better than Backstreet, Katie. The planning committee rise again.
They're back. Back again. Yeah, so that as Sam says, that's going before planning the committee at the moment. So we'll see what they think about these designs, whether it is more spaceship or more Sound. Right, this week's sports story. We talked about it last week. I was very excited because sport is back. Competitive sport is back on the Isle of Man, and we are in such a lucky place. We look at our neighbours in the UK, and their grassroots sport is nowhere near being at the level we are at the moment. We had our first athletics events last week on Wednesday evening. There was a fell race near Ingebrek Reservoir. I think it had a record entry, more than double that usually tackle a fell race. It shows that people maybe can keep them fit in lockdown and maybe have the running
bug. Wanted to show off their new skills.
Yeah, exactly. And then there was a run on Peel on Friday night, which is the first of the Dave Phillips series. And again, massive entry. It was a lovely night on Friday as well, wasn't it? Even I was tempted to maybe go and do 4 miles around Peel on Friday. It was nice. But yes, again, massive entry. The golf competitions, which has been back a bit longer than some of the others sports we've talked about, they've had massive entries. Everyone seems to be just embracing the fact that they can play sport against. Even Sam has been at football training in the last few weeks, haven't you?
Yeah.
Although we have some more breaking news, don't we? Quite literally.
Well, what? Injured again. Another injury.
I just twinged my knee a little bit. It's a bit sore from. We've been doing a lot of like hill runs and all that sort of thing. And I've just sort of twinged it a little bit. So it's a bit fragile at the minute.
The rivals of Governors Athletic and Combination 2 will be relishing that news because obviously you were on for the title until you twinged your knee.
Exactly. It's what's going to hold us back, I'm afraid. I mean,
Dave Norton's already written the story. Yeah. Sam Stumps Governors.
It's on the front page, I assume.
Yeah.
Good.
And the back. And then centre spread. You know, it's we've got a wall to wall exclusive. But yeah, so if you want to find out about the sports events, there was loads of lovely pictures in the Indy this week, and it was nice just to have print some results. We'd forgotten what the results text looked like. It's been that long since we've had anything to report on in that respect.
You just sent like a list of people's names and a load of numbers, and like, what the hell's that?
Yeah, I was like, well, there's some times here. They seem to be in some sort of order. It was very strange. But yes, please do have a look at the Mexican Independent this week to see all the coverage of them. Right, this week in history, Sam, we've already talked about it a bit, Katie, isn't it? It's our Manx National Week.
It is.
And it was, of course, as we're doing this week in history, it was our Manx National Week in 1934. And we've got the Alum and Examiner front page from that, July the 6th, which is a Friday, in 1934. And it has got a picture from Tymwald Day in 1934. And the headline, Spectacular Tymwald Ceremony in Bright Sunshine, Sam. There was a bit about petitions. There was a bit about pensions. There's a bit about the French Navy. There's a lot to talk about this week, Sam. I don't know where you want to kick off.
So there's a fantastic story about a clever detective who was William Neen, who'd been appointed Detective Acting Sergeant of the House of Keys Messenger. I just love the fact that they refer to him as a clever detective in the headline. Like, it gets this whole weird thing about the smartest and most successful detective we've had in the Isle of Man over 50 years. I just think that's quite nice. I just thought I'd start there. But yeah, of course, we've got the Tymwald ceremony there from, like I say, 1934. Yeah, so, you know, people back then, you could go to St. John's, get this, Katie, by steam train. Yeah, see? They know the way forward. They know the stuff. But also, Sharabank, a motor car. I was like, I love the fact that that's a surprise to people that you can go by motor car to St. John's. But yeah, so they're talking about this, and of course, one of the main acts of Tymwald is the petitions.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it was the petition on, what's the word, for Hackney owners. So you're looking at your taxi drivers again. Well, would they be drivers then, or rider?
I don't know. As you say, it's a Hackney owners petition is how it's worded on the front page. But yeah, essentially taxi drivers. There was also a story about the old age pension changes. It was going up to £1 a week at 65. I'm not going to worry you, Sam. We're not going to be getting that much more as a state pension when we get to that age.
Funnily
enough, I'd be surprised if you got to retire at 65.
Yes, fair point.
There you go, Katie. There's your first week's retirement.
Yeah, £1 a week. That's amazing, isn't it? But yeah, as you say, our retirement ages, well, I think mine is near 70 now. You two may be beyond that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll probably die before I reach retirement.
Well, that's a happy thought.
Yeah. I'm thinking positively.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice that you're going to do your bit that you won't actually withdraw from the pension fund. You do your bit for the Isle of Man because you'll be there by then. But yes, £1 a week, which had been agreed in Tymwald that week. At the French Navy visit, there was 3 ships for Douglas. We are officially informed that 3 French naval sloops, 1-masted vessels, are to visit Douglas. The ships are the Osei, the Gonsi, and the Vanquis.
I thought it was the Goni. You see us, now we're Goni.
And they are to visit the town between August 2nd and August...
That is awful.
That's what I thought. It was because I've only just been given this front page now because you keep forgetting me.
I don't keep forgetting you. I print them off and you're not here.
I'm not always my fault
you've moved
here.
To the other side of the room. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Off-air chat again, guys.
Sorry, dear listener. Hello, Mrs. Kitchener.
There is also the story, have you seen a plucky rescue at Ramsay, Sam?
I did see this. Yeah, this is quite a... So it's holding of the but for the prompt and plucky action of a visitor who did not disclose his identity. So a masked crusader.
It doesn't actually mention a mask, but I get your theory, yeah.
Fine. A young lady who was bathing in Ramsay Bay on Tuesday evenings might have been drowned. Miss Olive Cottier of Garwick was bathing with her sister Nancy when she got out of her depth and was in difficulties. Her sister tried to rescue her but was unable to keep her head above the water, and the plight of the girls was witnessed by several visitors from the shore, one of whom, without divesting himself of his clothes, plunged into the water and helped to bring the drowning girl to shore. Other visitors also assisted, and after Miss Cottier was ashore, she was taken into the Albany boarding house. The doctor was summoned, tended to her afterwards, and she was sent to bed recovering from shock.
It's an amazing little story, that. And I love the word divesting.
We're going to have to start using that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring back divest.
I bet there's a few court cases you could use the word divest.
Mm.
He's thinking about it. Right. Any ads caught your eye this week, Katie?
Definitely. I like that Strand Street has always been the street for fashion in Douglas.
That's so what they say.
It says here, the link between. This advertisement has been written specifically for those ladies who may have some slight misgivings upon a very delicate subject, correctness in dress for formal occasions. It matters not whether the invitation comes for your presence at a garden party, ball, or presentation. The fashion centre with its galaxy of positively correct creations in, and that's when Sam's voice comes in.
Afternoon and evening gowns, dinner gowns, floral gowns, 2- and 3-piece suits, millinery.
Millinery is another lovely word. Yeah, this was Lions. They were quite regular advertisers in this period because we've seen their adverts before. No Sefton in the top left-hand corner.
No, we've got fish. Daily fish. At Shipsides.
Yeah, based in Castletown. We've also got, there was another, a rival fishmonger on the right-hand side.
I actually, from looking at this upside down, I thought it was just a small advertisement for haggis. But no, it's for Higgins Fish.
Yeah, the fish centre, they were in Douglas and Ramsey. And then finally, the other advert on the front page that week was for Daimler's or Lancaster cars. And obviously, Daimler was a big mark back in the day, a prestigious one as well. So you could buy a Daimler 15 saloon from £450.
Oh, it'll take a long time for someone on that £1 a week pension to save up for that.
Exactly.
Take me a long time to save up for that.
The Daimler 20 was available from £695, and then the two Lancashire, which was priced a little bit cheaper at £325 and £595 respectively. So that was WH Shimon & Co, Automobile Engineers of Queen's Promenade, Douglas. So if we've piqued your interest in that front page, please do buy an examiner on Tuesday, either digitally or, of course, from the shop, when you will see it in its full and present glory. Right, Katie, yes, it's training. Bolan Bain.
Well, I was originally going to go into Timwald and give some Timwald facts, so that's how this starts, but then I very soon got in over my head when I got into the full legislature and what is actually happening. I was like, I'll leave that for Sam to go through one time. Yeah. Probably next week to summarise what happened at Timwald.
I'm not going, Jess is going.
He's made that decision while she's not here.
Okay, so I have. So people who don't know anything about Timwald, we've got the date. July 5th.
Yep.
Although traditionally it was June the 24th, which is Midsummer's Day and the feast day of John the Baptist. It changed to July 5th after we moved from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. So, and this is where Bolan Bain comes in later on as a Midsummer's Day tradition. Okay, so where do they meet? It's held at the Royal Chapel of St. John the Baptist. And I've put fun fact, but it's not a fun fact. It's John the Baptist's right hand, which is the hand he used to baptise our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, is...
It's not there, is it?
No, it's actually... we would be quite the site for religious pilgrimages. It's actually in a Serbian Orthodox monastery in Montenegro, which I had to visit 11 years ago. And it looks like a little shriveled tree.
Oh.
Kept in a little glass case, surrounded by monks.
There you go.
Anyway. So it's held in the St. John the Baptist's Royal Chapel and Timwald Hill, of course, which is just under 13 feet tall. Then this began in the 10th century. Who is meeting there? We've got both the House of Keys and the Legislative Council. Then I stopped reading because I was like, I'm not going to remember these things to talk about it in the podcast and Sam will rip me to pieces. So I went to, what are we wearing? And it's, well, there was a Manx accent on the video and she kept on calling it Bol and Ben.
Okay.
So I'll go with that.
I would go there, yeah.
And so Bol and Ben on our shirts or jackets. And this is when I started watching a lot of videos about herbs and plants. Mm-hmm. So basically, Bol and Ben traditionally wards off evil spirits and anything that would like do you some heck. So Culture Vannon, which had a new website revamp this last few weeks, they have this video, which I think is it the Manx Bard from last year, Annie Kissick?
Yes.
I think so, yeah, it's her.
It's currently Zoe, so yeah, it'd be the last one.
Yeah, I think it's her who's telling us the story of where kind of the tradition of Bol and Ben and the music comes from as well. So traditionally, you would go out the evening before Midsummer's Day and pull out the roots at midnight, and it would give you protection all year long from the spirit, like bad spirits. But it's not just a herb. It's also the name of a very, very elusive fairy tune. So it's a very famous song, which very few musicians ever got to hear or learn. So the version of the story that Sam's giving me a bizarre look now, that they tell in this Culture Vannon story is a story of this shepherd who's out in the hills late at night with his dog, and he's all alone. And, you know, he's like, I better protect myself, you know, from evil spirits. So he rips up some Bol and Ben, pops it in a coat pocket for protection, carries on his wanderings. I think he's looking for a sheep. That was how he originally came to be wandering the Manx Hills.
Makes sense.
At night. So the dog's getting tired, wants to be carried. So he's walking around the hills, carrying his dog. And then he hears this music. So he's like, I have to get close. Well, there's some sort of party happening out in the hills. Gets closer to the music. And he discovers that there were fairies there. And they were having a party. They were apparently brilliant players of the fiddle.
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, they love the fiddle. And so he thought, this song is amazing. And he got to stay and listen, and they think it was because he was protected by the Bol and Ben that the fairies didn't bother him. So he thought, I'll learn this tune, and I need to go back and, you know, I can get to the pub next week, crack out this tune, they'll think I'm a genius. So he tries to learn the tune and starts walking off. And as soon as he leaves, he can't remember the song. So he's like, no, I need the tune, I need to go back. So he goes back again, same thing happens. Walks back and he's like, third time, goes back, I'm gonna learn it. And he finally remembers it. So he gets home and
the wife's like, where have you been? And he goes, I've been listening to the fairies play the fiddle. And she goes, you've been to the pub again, haven't you?
Exactly. He's like, he's been out all night, wife's furious. It's dawn when he's arriving home, carrying the dog, talking about been to a fairy party to learn some songs. But now we know the tune because of stories like these. And so, yeah, if you're ever out on the hills on your own and you want to learn some fairy tunes, you need some Bol and Ben to protect yourself.
So what is the tune?
Yes.
Could we perhaps end the podcast with it at the end of this?
Is there a recording of it?
Yes, and there's a performance by a fiddler.
Oh, so we could... Yes, okay, I will insert the clip shortly.
Ooh, actual culture.
Actual culture. Culture on the move.
Bothering with this new stuff, Kate. Stuff's
yeah, it's really good. That's the Bol and Ben. Bol and Ben.
I think it was Annie Kissick in the video. I have to think back because she, unless I'm having bizarre fever dreams, she was the piano player at my primary school, at Annika Primary School. And I wanted to consult Mike Wade on this because I feel he's the kind of man who'd know, but he's not been in the office.
No. So, but we'll try and insert the recording. So just to clarify, this was the shepherd that was looking for a sheep, ended up listening to the fairies not once, not twice, but three times to get this tune, then came back into the village. It doesn't say whereabouts the Nailman was from.
No. I think it does actually give a more specific name and area. Might have been near Patrick.
Comes back into Patrick. His wife's like, where the chuff have you been? He's been like, I've been out partying with the fairies. I've got this bell and tune. It's going to be number one. I'll win X Factor with it. Then he starts playing it and it slowly decimates it. You know, people around the area start hearing it, but it's very rare, you were saying, that not many people...
Yeah, but apparently there's stories passed down through generations of a family member wandering the hills, hearing the fairies play this tune.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
I had a similar occurrence, actually. So I was walking
this
home...
This on Saturday night after we had a few...
Well, yeah, I was walking home and I thought I could hear this music playing, right? And it was bothering me for ages. And it was like, you know, proper like sort of, I was like, where's that come from? And eventually I realised that in my pocket. My phone had gone on to shuffle and I'd been playing Queen songs while I'd been walking along the prom. And I only really realised when I was going walking along, going, I can definitely hear somebody singing I Want It All. And yeah.
Exactly the same, that. You're the modern day version of that story in many ways, Sam. Right, we'll leave it on that bombshell, as it were. If you want to get in touch throughout the week, we're at IOM News Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Please do look at our digital editions, which are available on iomtoday.co.im, and you click on the digital editions tab. I was struggling for the word tab there, I don't know why. Or you can just put in /subscribe.cfm. Catchy, I know. Please do get in touch if you've got, you want us to discuss anything on the podcast, including Sam's, sorry, Casey's great Yesa training. Do you know where we're going next week, or is it just on the spot?
I think I'm going for another murder.
Oh, you heard it here first. We had a murder the other week. An unsolved murder the other week, wasn't it?
Unsolved. Maybe this one. No, let's go another unsolved.
Unsolved.
One.
That keep could still be out there. Yeah, Sam, much coming up. Obviously, we've got Tim Wilday on Monday. Jess, as you said, will be down there covering that. It's a bit of a scaled-back version this week because of the... We thought it would be under full social distancing rules, but obviously things have opened up a bit since the decision was made to run it. Anything else coming up that you've got? You've been in lots of stories about planning. Oh, it's a Gravel Glen planning story, isn't it?
Yeah, we're getting our water wheel. Make Onken great again. It's happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got our water wheel back. There's loads of stuff. There's, there's stuff from Timbald. There'll be stuff from Keys this week. There'll be politics. There'll be courts. There'll be loads of stuff.
Loads of stuff in the examiner. Anything in the world of distribution we need to mention, Katie?
Yeah, if you are going to the shops this weekend to buy your Manx Independent, make sure you ask for your copy of What's On guide, which is free with every copy of the Manx Independent this week.
It's almost like a staycation guide, isn't it? If you're on the Isle of Man and you're thinking, oh, I might have a few days here or there, and you want to see what's in and around the area, activities like Segway and stuff like that, it's all in there, isn't it?
Also, when your friends from Guernsey come over to visit, make sure they've got a copy. Make sure they know the plans.
True dat. Right, we'll leave you with the Fairies of Patrick now. This is a novel.
If they're not from Patrick, I feel like they're going to do me some heck.
They will do you some absolute heck. So we'll leave you with that. And of course, the last words of the podcast, as always, will be from the lovely John Madrill.
I think we should end with music every week.